We want the ticketing office. You want to hold on a minute?
Well, is this 877-522-6225?
Sort of, yeah. I mean...
That's the number I called.
Right, so you want the ticketing office.
That's not it?
Well, yeah, can you just hold on? Is there a problem?
No, you sound kind of upset.
Well, I just said I was going to get you the ticket office.
Yeah, that's the number on the flyer.
Right, great. So hold on a sec.
Duncan Phillips, art collector, philanthropist, curator. But do you know the real Duncan Phillips? On a cold Halloween night in Haddonfield, Illinois in 1892, a 6-year-old Duncan Phillips brutally murdered his teenage sister, Judith Margaret Phillips. Phillips was then locked inside Smith's Grove Warren County Sanitarium, where he was placed under the care of Dr. Samuel Loomis. In October 1907, Phillips escaped from the sanitarium exactly 15 years from the date of the murder of his sister. For years, Dr. Loomis searched for the mentally disturbed young man with limited success. It was during this
ticket office, please hold!
time that Phillips discovered his love of art. While in hiding, Phillips took a job at a small art museum in Washington, D.C. under the alias Emmett Brown. Records indicate Brown was standing on the edge of a stool, hanging a painting, when he slipped and hit his head on a sculpture of the Greek god Poseidon. When he came to, he had a revelation, a vision, a picture in his head. Picture of the flux capacitor. The flux capacitor was Brown's vision of traveling art displays for the common man, on which today's Renoir to Matisse exhibit is based. His earliest collections were limited to displays for meat vendors, bakers, Gristolfos, and their families. During the summer of 1910,
ticket office, please continue to hold.
Dr. Loomis finally tracked Phillips down in Washington, D.C. Completely astounded by the transformation of the young psychopath, Loomis had a change of heart. Upon Loomis's encouragement, Brown came out of hiding, dropped his old moniker, and re-entered his life as Duncan Phillips. By 1950, Phillips had amassed a huge collection of works from artists like Pierre-Auguste Renoir, Vincent van Gogh, Pablo Picasso, and Henri Matisse. Finally, in 1966, at the age of 80, the rage building up in Phillips was unleashed. On October 31st, he was mortally wounded by local authorities after attacking his younger sister, Laurie Strode, outside a nightclub in Phillips.
They hung up.